Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 36 together, which is a psalm of David. And we're going to read the psalm twice. For the first time, we're going to read it in the New American Standard Bible, and then we're going to read it again, but in the New Living Translation. So join with me today as we read together Psalm 36. Wrongdoing speaks to the ungodly within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for it flatters him in his own eyes concerning the discovery of his wrongful deed and the hatred of it. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He plans wickedness on his bed. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Lord, you protect mankind and animals. How precious is your mercy, God! And the sons of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delights. For the fountain of life is with you. In your light, we see light. Prolong your mercy to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. May the foot of pride not come upon me, and may the hand of the wicked not drive me away. Those who do injustice have fallen there. They have been thrust down and cannot rise. And now we read the same psalm again, that's Psalm 36, but this time in the New Living Translation. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. In their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. They lie awake at night hatching sinful plots. Their actions are never good. They make no attempt to turn from evil. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts. Don't let the proud trample me, or the wicked push me around. Look, those who do evil have fallen. They are thrown down, never to rise again. So this is Psalm 36, which is a psalm of David. And it starts off by talking about the wicked and what does it actually mean to be wicked. And there's a description of what a wicked person might be, that sin is whispering deep within their hearts. They don't fear the Lord and they can't see how wicked they really are. And I think this is really interesting because sometimes when we see people who are doing things that we know are wrong, they seem to insist that what they're doing is actually okay. And it feels like, how can you not see what you're doing is wrong? How can you not understand that what you're doing is harming, whether it's themselves or people or the planet? It seems like they're totally blinded to their own sin. And David has seen that. He said, look, they seem to be deceiving themselves. They're just full of wickedness and deceit. They're flattering themselves in their own eyes. They're bigging themselves up and they're not seeing that what they're doing is evil. But they continue to plan this wickedness at night time. I don't know if you have any, sometimes they're called shower thoughts or bedtime thoughts, but an idea comes to you, and I often get a lot of ideas when I'm in bed. Oh, maybe I should do this or read this book, or maybe I should message this person. And for some reason, when I'm relaxed, that's when these ideas seem to come to me, when I stop trying to think about what I should do and let my brain relax and do its job. Yet when we're ingrained in things we shouldn't do and lost in sin, those ideas that come to us aren't good things about how we can love God and love our neighbour. But these are things that will put us on evil paths, on paths that are not good. So that's the wicked. That's how he starts off by saying this is what the wicked are doing. And then David jumps straight to describing the Lord. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Why does he suddenly start talking about mercy and God's unfailing love? Well, there's a comparison, an important reminder. If we just focus on the wicked and all the things that they're doing, we're going to be downcast. We need to remember the Lord. We need to not be focusing on all the things in this world which are terrible and awful all the time. But we need to remember that God is with us. It is true that there are evil people, yes. It's also true that God is good. And it's also true that if people do turn from evil, God's mercy extends to the heavens. Now, the wicked person in this psalm sadly doesn't turn to God. It says that they reject not evil, that they don't make any attempt to turn from it. But God is still good. God is still righteous, and God is still full of justice. I love how it says, Lord, you care for the people and animals alike. This is a great psalm for thinking about caring for one another, yes, but also our animals, our pets, and I would even extend this to the animals we eat. Are we caring for them more than we're just caring about ourselves and what we can get from them? Because the Lord looks after all the animals. And Jesus picks up on this. He says, look at the sparrows. They don't toil or work, yet God feeds them. God looks after even the animals. In the story of Jonah, you might remember that God is talking to Jonah at the end and reminds Jonah that Nineveh is full of people and many animals. God cares for the whole of creation, and all of humanity finds shelter in the shadow of his wings. Trust that you are of more value to God than the animals. That you are of more value than many sparrows, as Jesus says. So let's come to God and trust that he will look after us. Let's come to God and trust that he is the fountain of life. Let's trust that he will light up our paths, that we will be able to see, that we won't be lost in the darkness. So I encourage you today, take shelter in the shadow of God's wings. Trust that in him is the fountain of life, that he is the light by which we see. Don't get jealous or envious when we compare ourselves to wicked people. At the end it says, those who do injustice will fall there. And this is a common theme through the Psalms, especially the Psalms of David, that people will do evil and they'll fall into their own evil plots. Don't try and be like them, but focus on God, on his mercy, rejoice and sing praise. This has been Daily Psalm Reading, and we looked at Psalm 36. Thank you so much for joining me today. God bless you, and goodbye.